It's Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Do you have any idea what this guy in Hole One talk about? I don't normally look at the phones this hour, but it's...
It's what the clue was in Sporkle, whatever she was saying.
Oh, I thought it was Lord of the Rings. What do you know, Sean?
Hey, how's it going? Well, you just got it. Yeah, it's Lord of the Rings.
Ah, thank you.
There you go. All right. Sean has Google as well.
Yeah. I don't ever even pay attention to that. I think that's why I'm so dominant in the Sporkle world, because I don't think about the clues. I just think about the answers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let it flow out of you.
Music there from AC/DC, of course. We were talking about how great it would be if they played the Super Bowl. Dee Snider.
By the way, we've been saying that for a couple of years. Right. Dee Snider jumped on the bandwagon.
Well, now he has that change.org thing, whatever, and it's 15,000 signatures on there. But Eddie Trunk responded to him about it, and he said, hey, Dee, I love the effort here and 100% behind you on this, but do we know if AC/DC will be active for sure? And he said, do we know, do they want to do this?
Well, they will be active.
The NFL doesn't want to pay anybody. Does AC/DC want to play for free, whatever? Because I just hope it's not wasting the band's time kind of thing, whatever.
Well, here's the deal. The NFL decided that they didn't want to pay anybody and that they were going to actually start charging people to play the halftime show because they said that the sales after a halftime show go through the roof for a band.
Sure.
So AC/DC's been through a rocky last couple of years with Brian and Axl Rose and all that stuff.
Malcolm dying.
So, but now they are back together, and they do have a new album coming out. So it would make a ton of sense for them to do that for that reason.
But what he's saying is, are they touring? Like, do we know if they're going to tour? We assume.
They said they had a new album out. They said they had a new album that was going to come out that would even feature Malcolm and that they would have a new tour. That's what they said last year.
They did?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so that doesn't, I mean, that's what they said. I don't know that that's necessarily happening, but they did say that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'd be happy with Brian Johnson, Angus Young, and anybody else in the band. That's all you need.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but I would love to see them play the Super Bowl and do that.
That would be great.
So, we'll see what happens.
It would be great. All right, let's check in with Galvin. He has today's news. Mother of God, that's loud.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calter Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news is brought to you by Pelt Shoes. You can stop into a Pelt location near you for the perfect fit. Make sure you tell them I sent you, Galvin. Just go up to their ear, whisper, Galvin. Get 10% off. They have 7 locations throughout Pinellas, Hillsborough, Sarasota, Fort Myers, and their brand new location that just opened in West Bradenton. Just go to PeltShoes.com.
I was sick of having to drive to East Bradenton.
Yo, man, that's thankfully so far. West is so much nice. What's Saeed?
Mm-hmm.
14 people who were evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship and flown back to the United States on a charter flight tested positive for the novel coronavirus, according to a joint statement from the U.S. Departments of State and Health and Human Services. The passengers are among more than 300 people removed from the ship, which is docked off the Japanese port city of Yokohama Sunday night and flown to a military bases in the United States.
I'm a little worried now. So we talked about this last week, but now I'm a little worried.
Well, here's the thing about it is, yes, they're Americans, and let's get them the hell out of there. Yes, that's what was that from?
Is that a Harry?
Saving Private Ryan. But now we're bringing them back to the United States. Like, what are we doing? Like, we should put them on a ship off the coast of the United States, you know, somewhere.
Yeah, they already had trouble on one of the military bases. Last week, there was a story that CNN had where there was a mix-up with the blood samples of some of the people that on military base. And they sent them back to base while they were sick, and then they found out later that they were actually infected with the coronavirus.
Whoopsie-daisy. Wow. Yeah. Ira mixed up the samples again. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so it's coming.
Like, that's your most important job. Don't mix up the blood samples.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
What are you doing?
There were so many.
Why is he on roller skates? First off, why is he delivering the blood samples on roller skates? That doesn't seem
sane. Sonic runs our whole company.
And why does he always stack them so high?
Yeah.
It would make more sense if he did, like, one at a time.
Oh, my gosh. You should be afraid. It's a real virus that's happening, and it's coming closer and closer.
Well, I was talking about going on a cruise, and I know Mike's going on a cruise, and I actually texted him, and I said, hey, are you worried about the coronavirus? And he was like, no, they're scrubbing those ships, and everything's fine.
I don't know.
But now, I don't know either.
Yeah, now you're like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, these kids were in Japan. They were on a cruise in Japan.
Yeah.
So but it's see, different. It's getting closer.
But the problem is that people are incubating this virus for up to 15 days without showing any symptoms whatsoever. So it's coming in waves of 15 days. More and more people are being diagnosed with it.
Right.
Those are the people that started. So you could be around somebody that has it and have no idea.
Right. And I said, I read that article, Royal Caribbean, I think it was not allowing people from Japan or China, whatever, on the cruise ships and stuff. But think about that. Not all of them are doing that, and somebody comes over and they're like, oh, we're from Japan and we want to go to Orlando. We're going to go over there. And then
they don't have to say I'm from Japan.
No, but I'm saying they're from Japan. They go to Orlando and they go to the amusement parks over there. Then they go, let's take a cruise too. We'll go over to Tampa.
Then they're on your cruise. Well, they're incubating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm going to be bringing some hand sanitizer with me and I'll just carry it around and go.
Should be fine.
Yeah, hope for the best.
I don't know.
Make it 10 in a row. The Lightning extended their winning streak to double digits for the second time this season with a 5-3 win over the Flyers on Saturday. The Lightning now will take on the Colorado Avalanche tonight at 9 p.m. in Colorado.
Woo!
I was at the game Saturday.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that anytime you can have a 4 o'clock game, I don't even care if it's during the week. That would be wonderful.
Right.
Oh, Ben, it was just great to get in there early and then to get out at 7 o'clock. I was like, oh,
could you
great.
Feel it in there that people are like, come on, 10. Come on, 10 in a row. Here we go.
No, you know why? Because they were pretty dominant early on.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the third period. It was funny. I was talking to my friend yesterday. I said, the game was moving so fast, and that third period lasted an hour. You know, it was crazy. But it was, I liked it where they're playing. I like the trade that they made. They traded their first round draft pick for the guy from the Devils, Coleman. I think that's great. I think you're going to see a Cicerelli, Coleman, Killorn line that's going to be tearing it up. There's guys, we were just talking about it yesterday. There are guys that you're going to see play harder and tougher now towards the second half of the season, and they've been playing great.
So tonight they go for 11, which they've done the 10 in a row twice this season, now going for 11.
What is the record?
I don't know.
The franchise record is 11 consecutive wins.
Oh, okay. So they could tie that tonight.
The previous record was 10, set in 2014. They broke it with 11. They could tie it tonight and then beat it. Oh, that would be nice. Look, the records mean nothing. Like, these streaks mean nothing. They're just a little bit something to put in the book. But the overall idea that they are winning so solidly and playing so well together and really playing as a team, that's the most important thing. So,
Longest win streak in the NHL. Oh, it doesn't give like the actual.
I don't know what the NHL one. I want to say 10 or 11 was a couple of teams had that tie. I don't know. I don't remember.
Longest winning streak. Montreal Canadiens 12, it looks like.
Okay.
16 game run by the Blue Jackets. Was one short of the record set by the Penguins, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, 17 games.
79-80 Philadelphia Flyers had an unbeaten streak that went 35 games without a loss.
Wow.
The record is the Penguins, 17 NHL record, which was in...
No, the record's the Flyers, 35.
When?
79-80.
No, this says... Okay. Maybe this is individual team then.
Unbeaten streak. Has never been matched, going on 35 games without a loss. It's the longest undefeated streak in NHL history.
Okay, yeah.
And
this is showing for each team what their longest
gotcha.
Was.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So, look.
So, 35? Wow. Good Lord.
Yeah, but it was in seven teams. You know what I mean? So, good. I like this. I like the way they're playing. I like the way it looks. It's not like last season where we came out so strong in the beginning and everybody, you know, we blew it in the end. Now we're doing what everybody wanted. Oh, come out okay.
Right.
And then after the All-Star break, really rev it up.
Yeah. Spanish, I'm sure you watched. You're a big fan of the Daytona 500 over the weekend.
Yeah, Marino!
During this President's Day weekend, President Trump became the first U.S. president to ever be part of the Daytona 500 pre-race ceremonies. He appeared on the track with the First Lady. Here is Trump with the most famous line in racing. We have it up on Bone TV. Check this out.
Daytona International Speedway, we love our country, and it's truly an honor to be with all of you at the Great American Race. Gentlemen, start your engines.
And then shut them off because it's going to rain. And turn them on, but then shut them off again because it's going to rain.
I bet they love him there.
Oh, hell right. Yeah. He knows his audience.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't watch NASCAR, but I got alerts on my phone, and it said that the Daytona 500, the president's there. And I said, oh, that's smart. Then the president delivers to start your engines. Then the beast, the limousine, did the led the pace cars around the track.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is all interesting stuff. And then I was like, this is the makings of the big great race, you know? Then 5 minutes later, rain delay.
Oh.
And I thought, man, can you imagine how frustrating that must be for the drivers, for NASCAR, for the fans who went out there and stayed there all weekend and camped and whatever they do there, and then had to leave, and then the race is going to happen today. Ooh. Or can they stay another day? I don't really, like, thankfully today's a holiday, so most people are off.
Yeah.
So people could watch it if they put it on in the middle of the day today. But that sucks, man.
I saw one of the drivers, because I guess President Trump was down there meeting all the drivers, and he said that, I forget which guy it was, but he said, I'm not very political. He goes, but I always, you know, go on how people treat me. And he goes, President Trump was taking selfies with us and was super nice and stuff. He goes, so it was a real honor to meet him and everything, which I think is a normal sentiment from a normal person.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I don't agree with your politics, I'm going to yell at you.
That, I'll tell you again, I would never have voted for Hillary Clinton, ever, ever. But if she was here, I'd take a picture with her in a second. She's a member of history. She's a part of history.
We're talking about racing and stuff. I sent this to Pete the other day. This says the size difference between the first Porsche 911 tire and the newly launched one in 2020, side by side. Look at that.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. The first one looks like a bike tire.
Yeah, for
the other
real.
One looks like they put like 9 tires together.
That's funny.
Is that unbelievable?
You think Trump knows anything about NASCAR?
Probably not.
No.
No.
Mr. President, you should go to this race. You're going to love it. I don't know. I already got those people. Why do I have to go down? No. I think it'll be good to see you. You'll like it. It's like two black guys in the whole place. that's what I feel like whispering in his ear.
I watched Ford versus Ferrari.
How is that?
It was all right.
I liked it.
That's why I didn't watch it, because I feel like it's all right.
Yeah, it was all right, and it's very like, ooh, here's a big moment. No, here comes another one, and we're going to fight, but then we agree. And it's like so very, very obvious. Obviously, it's based on a true story thing, whatever.
Let me
it
help
was
you
pretty
out.
Good.
You want to see Christian Bale at his best? Watch that movie where he's Mickey Ward's brother.
Oh, absolutely. The Fighter. Yeah.
You want to watch Race Testing? Watch the Indian Motorcycle movie. What's the name of it? With Anthony Hopkins, about the guy who invented the Indian Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Those are the two best elements from that movie.
Yeah, it was interesting, you know, to see, but pretty long, and you know what's going to happen.
You get the gist.
Yeah. They win.
Well,
spoiler alert.
Oh my God.
Galvin's in the movie.
maybe I am. There's a 63-year-old guy named Juan Zamora from Florida, and last week he was driving drunk. He got behind a cop car and started flashing his headlights at the cops.
Jesus. Smart.
So the cop pulled over, and so did Juan. Juan asked him for directions to an auto parts store, but the cop, being a cop, noticed that Juan was all wobbling and smelled like alcohol. So the cop told Juan he needed to take a breathalyzer test. And this is, Juan almost got him on this one. Juan refused because he said, quote, you didn't pull me over. I pulled you over.
Now you walk a straight line.
You can't breathalyze me.
That's right.
That didn't work. The cop, of course, gave him a breathalyzer. He wound up blowing .137, which is, of course, over the legal limit. He was arrested for DUI. No. I pulled you over.
That's how this works, huh?
Yeah. A preemptive strike. I don't think that's how that happens. This is pretty crazy. A woman and her 16-year-old daughter were arrested Friday after deputies in Washington said she posed as a newborn photographer, drugged the mother, and then was planning to steal the baby and raise it as her own.
Whoa.
What?
Pretty good.
Yeah, they're
pretty
saying
smart.
The police also believe that there may be other victims that have to come forward and stuff. We have a picture of the mother. There she is up on Bone TV. Taking her daughter out, trying to steal babies from people.
That when you have a baby, they come and they do the newborn photography like the next day. Like, you're like, I didn't even bring anything for the day. Like, don't worry. We got a blanket. We prop it up on a pillow. We get so close to it. It's a good picture.
In the hospital. I think this was at, like, home. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. She says it posed as a newborn photographer. Probably be easier in the home, because if you're drugging the mother and doing that type of stuff in the hospital.
Gotcha. Okay.
Get away.
That's scary.
Yeah. Stealing babies. Stealing babies is a certain kind of crazy.
For real, man.
Right? I mean, I wouldn't steal a baby, but I wouldn't mind a collection of babies.
If they gave them to you.
Yeah. Like if I could help people out by you know, taking babies away from bad parents, I'd be fine.
I will tell you this. There's crying babies on TV. I'm done watching that show. I can't handle that.
Yeah, crying babies
what,
a lot.
What is that? I mean, it drives
the pitch.
So crazy.
It's the pitch. It's why people shake their babies.
I would shake the baby. Yeah. I would shake the baby to change it from the TV show.
I told you, I when I was sitting in the car, Amanda went into Publix, and I was sitting in the car with Joey when he was a couple months old, and he was crying, and I was like, oh, don't worry, I got it. You go in the store. And I'm shaking him, like giving him a little baby shake. You know, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. Then after 5 minutes, I looked at him, and I was like, why? Why are you constant high-pitched screaming for, you know, 15, 20 minutes? You're like, I understand now. I understand why people lose their mind and shake babies.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah. I just saw the greatest picture ever.
What's that?
Do Dog, our movie reviewer.
Oh, yeah, do we?
On the Tower of Terror as he's falling.
The city of Lakeland, Florida, had to close a portion of their park last week because of a massive snake orgy.
I read about this.
Yeah, they posted on their Facebook, quote, it appears they've congregated for mating. They are non-venomous and generally not aggressive as long as people do not disturb them. But still, they didn't want people around them or anything, so they put it up on their Facebook page. They have a picture of the area where they have closed off, and there's a snake there.
I do not like snakes.
Yeah, snakes, even if they're non-venomous, you don't know until you get bit and somebody tells you or whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't even want to see the ground moving. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, God. That would
it's good
gross.
That they marked it off, though, because that would be it would be like you were in the Twilight Zone if you were walking in the park and you looked down and there was just a snake orgy. You think you would have died and gone to hell.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
there's a funny meme. It says trail running where every branch is a snake until proven otherwise, which is totally true. Just a branch. It's just a branch. It's okay. We're fine. I was walking my dogs on the trail, and there was a snake, and my dog Ghost stepped right over it. Didn't even see it there.
Oh, really?
Stepped right over it, and the snake just kind of went away, whatever. And it was a corn snake, so they're not venomous or anything. They're not going to bite, but it was still just one of those things. Did you see the one video where the guy has, like, it looks like a big Doberman or something like that? And he's like, hey, there's a snake here. I'm not coming down there. And the dog comes running back, grabs the snake, whips it, and whips it. And it goes flying like 30 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. Like the dog's trained to do it. Here it is. Here, watch this. Joey, good job. Watch, there's the snake right there.
Yeah, and he's pretty like, decent size.
He's like, whatever the dog's name is. Hey, Fido, I'm not coming down there. There's a snake. And then this dog just comes barreling down.
He goes quipping a pussy.
Whip, whip, whip.
Oh, my God.
And then throws it up in the air all the way over there. Yeah.
Wow. See, that's why I think dogs are reincarnated people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know.
They know how to protect, you know.
It whips that snake, man.
Good God.
It's funny.
If you missed it last week, a video went viral that led to a debate about airplane etiquette, air rage, public shaming, all that type of stuff. A woman named Wendy Williams from Virginia was on an American flight from New Orleans to Charlotte. She reclined her seat, and the guy behind her, who was in the last row and couldn't recline his, started punching her seat. Wendy recorded the video, and now Wendy is saying she wants to press charges against the guy.
For what?
And she's considering suing American Airlines for defamation because the flight attendant took the guy's side and gave her a warning that she could be arrested for creating a disturbance.
What did she do?
Because she was reclining.
Don't agree. Listen, I said it last week. I think they should make the seat stop reclining, but she didn't do anything wrong.
Also, since the video went viral, that flight attendant has been fired.
Oh.
Yeah, as for the debate whether it's okay or not, the CEO of Delta Airlines has weighed in on it. He feels like if you're going to recline your seat during a flight, you should ask the person behind you for permission.
No. Now you've created even more problems.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Here's what he had to say. This is the CEO.
I think customers have the right to recline. We've been testing reduced recline and seeing response on that. We actually have a fair amount of our fleet on a reduced recline as a result of that. But I think the proper thing to do is if you're gonna recline into somebody that you ask if it's okay first, and then you do it. If someone knows there's a tall person behind them and they want to recline their seat, I think the polite thing would be to make certain it was okay.
So you're just leaving it up to society, and now it's going to be chaos.
Clearly, we can't police ourselves. And at least he pointed out the problem is a tall person, because if your knees are up, it's impossible for them to recline without crushing your legs.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go so far as to do what that guy did, where I'd just constantly be punching the seat, but I would make every ridiculous effort to actually bump it and move it and kick my legs up.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? If you talk like a normal human and say, I know that you want to recline, but I'm 6'4 and I don't have a recliner back here, and you're just crushing my legs. Is there any way you can move forward? I'm sure a normal person.
Yeah, but you're right, but not a lot of people are going to do that.
Right.
And then, do you recline?
I don't know. I think so, yeah. And I've had people recline.
Yeah.
You know, and it's you're on the plane. That's like how it works.
I don't. Even up front, I recline it just a hair sometimes just to get a little bit of angle leaning back, but I don't even recline the seat just because I don't want to be an inconvenience to the people behind me.
I'll be honest with you. Whenever I am on a plane and I'm sleeping, I'm usually forward, like a broken marionette.
Yeah, me too.
like your power right out.
Yeah, I'm like hanging forward. So I would be more concerned with my head hitting into the seat in front of me.
I don't know. Can't we just say, hey, CEO, can't we just pretend that there are normal human beings with arms and legs that are going to be on your goddamn planes?
Well, yeah.
Give us a little more room, please.
You know, but how much money they would lose doing that? I know, but that's the whole thing. That's the same with whenever you say, why would any of the NFL owners hire this guy who murdered somebody or who beat up his wife and this and that? Because he's a good player, and he's going to win the team a Super Bowl. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, I know he beats his wife, but puts his asses in the stands. Yeah. We win, so I don't know. Hey, guys, don't be afraid. Yeah. Don't be scared.
All right.
If you want to turn your headphones down.
Now?
Just go ahead.
It's a Mike Calter Show Death Pool Update.
I don't think I know about this.
I warned you, so I hope you didn't hurt your ears. You don't know about this?
I don't know. Tell me.
I know.
Tony Fernandez.
Oh, the baseball player?
Five-time Major League Baseball All-Star over 17 seasons has died at 57 years old. The Toronto Blue Jays tweeted out on Sunday he suffered a stroke and had been struggling with kidney issues. Points for Gio.
Why? He picked him up emergency?
He picked him up in his emergency pick. So Gio not only first on the board with the other one, but now he also gets points. He got Kirk Douglas first to go and the age and stuff. So that was 66 points. Well, now Tony Fernandez, he picked him up, which we know the emergency pick doesn't give you as many points now, but that's 43 for Tony Fernandez. So Gio currently in the lead with 109 points.
Wow.
The rest of us with zero. Starting out great, going to lose it in the end.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other deaths?
Oh, no.
Listen to this.
Do you have a death of a acquaintance?
Yes.
Well, I do have that. I can do that.
No.
Dr. Amy Harwick, that's the one you're talking about? The former fiance of actor and television host Drew Carey.
We talked about her at length one day. We put pictures of her up and all that.
Was allegedly killed by her former boyfriend, Gareth Pursehouse. Police say it appears the licensed marriage and family therapist fell from a third-story balcony during an altercation with her estranged partner Saturday morning. How crazy is that?
I don't know. I've dreamt about committing violence against my wife, but I don't think I'd ever throw her out a window.
Mm. Yeah, that's a certain kind.
I'd have to shake it or choke her. I want to feel the life leave.
All right.
The big thing about that is they can tell by where they fall and all that stuff, whether they were thrown, whether they jumped, whether they fell. You know, they check out all
the different. So what's the move? You get them drunk and then kind of like, you know, nudge them off.
No, they must have gotten a fight and you just went whoop. Mm. But I don't know. We think that they can tell.
Well, it's not a perfect science.
Right, but what I'm saying is like they get in there. So you have a chick, she goes out there, he argues, and she's just like, well, I hate you. And she throws herself off the balcony. Yeah. And then they're like, well, it shows that her legs were in this position, so he must have thrown it. He's like, I didn't do it.
You know, right, but also you have where, you know, they go and they scrape under her fingernails and she has skin. This guy's got scratch marks, you know, that type of stuff where they're like, clearly this guy, there was a struggle and he threw it over or whatever.
But those shows that we watch, the true crime shows and even the podcasts, always make me wonder if it's like a cop, like I know this is a crazy scenario, but if it's a female cop that is in a bad marriage, who's the detective on the case, who has it out against and has tunnel vision on this guy being it, and she points all the evidence towards this guy.
Not a perfect science, for
makes
sure.
Me so nervous.
I mean, look at the movie Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Like, he could have easily been, you know, arrested setting all that stuff. It came out in, like, 2002.
What'd you do to your wife, Nick?
Yeah. So, you know, depends on how they're set up. What's the other one? Oh, man, Be Cool or whatever it was the second one. The first one.
Get Shorty.
Yeah. With the balcony, and if he leans against it.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think we're missing the most important thing is that this chick is smoking hot.
She is very pretty.
Yeah. You might have really hate her to kill her.
Yeah. Well, maybe she was real mean.
Or really love her.
Yeah.
Or be crazy in love with her. You know what I mean? Like, nobody, if I can't help you, nobody else can. Ah. you know, over the balcony.
I never felt that way about a woman.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
I'd be willing to kill her to save her from other guys. Oh, have you seen the guy?
What's he look like?
I don't know. I don't know that that's him.
Right.
It's just Drew. I think they're attributing that to Drew Carey. They just showed a big fat guy.
How weird is that to have your ex-fiance murdered?
I know.
I'd be fine with it.
You would?
My ex-fiance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care if they're...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, I got a picture of him. He's a tall, strapping man.
Oh boy,
Gareth Purehouse.
There was a thing still with the trial. What is her name? God, I have the worst memory now. I really do. I don't know.
You started with all the pot.
I don't know what's going on with my mind. I want to say Ileana Gonzalez, but that's not it. Who's the female chick that killed the guy in the shower?
Yeah, the hot chick.
Oh.
I don't remember her name. She was hot. She murdered that guy in the shower. Mm-hmm. I don't know her name. I won't even enter my... Not even trying to guess.
Oh, I'm Googling it now. Woman murdered man. Travis Alexander. Jodi Arias.
Yes. Jodi Arias, yeah. Not Ileana Gonzalez.
Close.
But there was a Jodi Arias thing on, and I was watching it, and I was like, you know somebody's sitting there watching this going... Dude, I banged her in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And she wound up murdering that dude.
Yeah.
Like, how weird is that?
That is super
you know
weird.
What's weird is that when that girl, that kind of good-looking teacher was banging the kids and Spice Boy had banged her one night. And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
You know? What's better when you find out you banged the chick that did something...
A murder?
Great, or did something really bad, you know what I mean?
I think the murder would be pretty cool.
Or think about a chick that you banged in high school who's now a porn star or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's this girl, I don't want to say her name, but she was in our high school, and she was like the dirtiest slut ever.
Yeah.
And everybody knew about it, and now she's married, and she has a kid on the way, and she always posts all this stuff about God and all this family stuff. I'm just like, oh, man, I wonder if...
Those
like,
are the biggest hypocrites,
though. I wonder if the husband knows. Probably not. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if he knows that it was, like, multiple partners at once type of stuff.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Probably not.
We had a girl. She did the casting couch. Oof. Her and her cousin did it.
Nice.
Because they moved. So they went from Michigan. They moved to Arizona. They did it.
Now, when you say her and her cousin, you mean you and your sister?
No. No. Because
right.
I went back home, and I guess one of, like, her dad's friends is the one who found it.
Yeah, he did.
And then had to tell him, like, hey.
Well, he didn't have to.
Well, yeah, but he was like, hey, I saw your daughter. And then, like, so basically this video got, like, spread all around town. I'm from a super small town.
It got spread.
Everyone saw it, and it's just,
Do you tell your buddy that his daughter is in a porn?
Depending on who it is.
No, I don't. What I do is I tell the daughter I'm going to tell the dad if you know.
No,
I was using it to get side ass.
Okay, but like, let's say let's say if Pete didn't have a son and it was a daughter.
Of course, I would have to tell
Pete. And she was 18, 19.
Of course, but I wouldn't tell Moose. Like, I know guys whose daughters are strippers, and I'm not telling them.
Yeah,
that ain't none of my business.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Just stay out of it. But good Lord.
I mean, if it was Pete, I'd be like,
Do you know?
I feel like that's my own kid, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. That's such a weird.
What about people in the building? Like, what about, say, somebody from sales, one of the sales guys?
There's only two sales, maybe three sales guys I would.
You would tell or not tell?
I would tell.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one time I came to you with the program director's daughter that was a stripper?
Yes. I love that.
Did you know about that?
I could tell you right now. I could tell
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Don't get the camera.
Yeah, not on mic, Joe. Not still.
No.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
We got it.
There you go.
You're the worst.
Put it on me. So here, I'll entertain for a little while.
No.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
No. You just made me think of something, though. Oh, what if Gio's sister was a stripper?
Best news ever.
Yeah, it would be fantastic. Right?
Are we taking a
think about this. Okay, so think about this. Think about somebody and we know, like, sales guy that we all like. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And he has a daughter that's of age and she's doing porn or stripping, whatever. Why tell him?
It wouldn't. It depended on who it was, because I'd feel like I'd have an obligation to tell.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, no, no.
I said sales guy we all like. You know which one I'm talking about.
There's a couple. Okay, yeah. I would tell her.
Yeah.
Why? I know.
Because we're friends with him, and he clearly doesn't know.
What if he does know?
Oh, man, then that is an awkward conversation.
Right.
No,
right.
I'd be like, hey, as a father, I just want to tell you this.
Yeah, but imagine
he's like, he's doing it to raise money for school. I'd be like, all right, I just want to make sure he knew.
Oh, what if he was like, I know and I hate it. And now I know you know. And please don't tell anyone else. And then they dislike you now for the rest of your life. Right? You know what I mean?
I did my part
and ruined a family.
Exactly. He may go on for the rest of his life and never know.
Yeah.
But now you told him and ruined it. Ruined his daughter's
life.
But I would think you would want to tell him because, like, there's a safety issue. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know if she's safe or not safe. Right. You want to?
I would only tell certain. I would tell Ben because his daughter's only 7.
Oh, I had to tell a really, really good friend of mine that he was going to propose to his girlfriend, and I had to tell him that I know that she was banging other guys on the
You have to. Yeah, you have to. And I told him.
I said, listen, I have to tell you this. Please don't hate me.
Yeah.
But here's the situation. And then he's like, and I'm not going to tell you who, but I'm telling you, she was definitely banging other guys. And I know for sure.
It was Galvin's brother. That's why he couldn't know.
No. Roommate.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh.
Roommate.
That's messed up.
She didn't know that I knew, though.
Ugh.
Pete did that to me.
Not cool,
your roommate?
Man.
Yep. Pete came and told me about a girl that I was hooking up with that hooked up with another guy.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, we were at that level where we were dating other people, but he came, as soon as he found out, he left the conversation and walked right over and told me. Yeah, and I was like,
I had a girlfriend back whenever I was bartending, and she was like a total cokehead, and I didn't know. Like, I had no idea, which I consider myself to be pretty perceptive and being able to, I did not pick up on it at all. So found out, broke up with her. Then, like, out of the woodwork, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we totally knew she was a total cokehead. And I go, hey, guys. Thanks. Like, one of the guys was like, oh, dude, she used to come over to our apartment and stuff and, like, go through the carpet to try and find coke.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She must have been fun.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, thanks. Thanks for telling me now.
Where were you when I needed you, man?
She pawned all my stereo equipment.
We just figured you did coke, too, if you're a dater.
Crazy. That didn't really happen. Elton John on Sunday was forced to end a concert in New Zealand early after losing his voice due to a case of walking pneumonia.
That's what they're calling it.
72-year-old singer had to be helped off stage, saying, quote, I want to thank everyone who attended tonight's gig. I was diagnosed with walking pneumonia earlier today, but I was determined to give you the best show humanly possible. He, of course, left early. 72 years old.
Elton John is like having a big gay Spanish. Right? He's like everything about you is gay except for your sex.
Right, okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mitch Fatelli used to say, he's like, everything about being gay is great except for the butt sex stuff. He's like, other than that, let's go get manicures. Right? Let's eat nice restaurants. Let's not be afraid to show your emotions.
That's right.
It's like, it's a wonderful life. Say I love you to everybody.
That's right. Dress nice.
Elton John is just a big gay Spanish.
I'll take it. That's a great compliment. I don't understand why he would, if he just got diagnosed with walking pneumonia, he must be sick. That's how old people die, is from pneumonia, right? So why is he?
When you get older and you work as hard as he does, that makes your body susceptible to it.
But pneumonia is also code for...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Thanks, we figured it out.
A few. Carmen didn't know.
So. I didn't. Thank you.
Right. I mean, 72 years old, walking pneumonia.
You don't really cry. You don't cry when you have pneumonia.
Yeah,
I had pneumonia twice, didn't cry.
Thank God. Yeah. That would be awkward.
Freddie Mercury didn't have pneumonia, I can tell you that. There's Rock Hudson. Carmen.
Yes.
Are you over Justin Bieber, or you still love him?
I love him.
I love him, too.
Are you sad about what's going on with him?
He's just emotional.
And I'm not just talking about his face and his mustache and stuff. In an interview, Justin Bieber fought back tears as he talked about wanting to protect Billie Eilish.
He didn't do a very good job.
No, there was tears and stuff from some of the pitfalls that he experienced and stuff. All these guys want to help Billie, huh?
Yeah. Drake, that's the other one.
Getting in her DMs and stuff, and I just want to help you. Sure you do. Here is Justin Bieber crying about this stuff like a baby. Here we go.
He's so sensitive.
Go, Joe.
What do you mean, where?
All right, well, here's the audio of him. And you can't see him. Oh.
This is enough to make me cry right here.
Eric Carmen will show it.
You know, let her do her thing, and if she ever needs me, I'm going to be here for her. But yeah, just protecting those moments because people take for granted encounters and...
What does that mean?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, so, yeah, I just want to protect her, you know? I don't want her to lose it. I don't want her to, you know, go through anything I went through. I don't wish that upon anybody, so,
What is he saying?
Yeah, if she ever needs me,
He wants to protect her. He doesn't want her to
go through what he went through and encounters.
Yeah, that.
That makes me think he's gotten some. I mean, look, you listen to Corey Feldman, and it's that sad story about how he and the other Corey would just pieces pass around. But Justin Bieber had his mom, his dad, I mean, they weren't together, but he had both of them, and he had Scooter Braun, who was like, that was his golden goose. I mean,
Usher.
Yeah, unless Scooter Braun was like, well, Justin, you want to be famous, you want to sing in the stadium, you need to go sleep with these old Jews.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what he...
But he's still really close with Scooter. Like, they, like, you know...
Nah,
so
I'm sure he didn't throw him to the wolves.
Yeah.
Right, I have to imagine, yeah.
Yeah, if they're so close now. But what is he saying?
Well, so, like, a few years ago, like, before he got married and stuff, I know... He's talked about it before about how he had really bad like drug addiction and stuff like that when he was going through all that craziness and getting arrested and just living life. He was, you know, he was talking about how like his security team would have to come into his room at night to check to make sure he was still breathing.
Oh, boy. Because
he was taking so many pills and stuff like that.
But
so.
Here's the thing about it is you go, oh, boo-hoo, this guy, all your dreams came true and you're multimillionaire and all these girls want to bang you and stuff. But... You don't know what it's like, and I certainly don't know what it's like to be 15 years old, become one of the most famous people in the world, to live in that bubble where everything you do is great and everybody loves you and everybody around you is you're the best, you know what I mean? And thinking that you're indestructible, that, you know, you can do whatever you want. You could do the drugs because you have the security team that will take care of you and nobody's going to hurt you or do anything, but that's also how you die.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you get caught in that thing where it's like living this dream. Yeah. You know, where you don't think anything bad's ever going to happen, and then eventually it does, and you grow a mustache.
So,
and then you shave it.
There's also an article online where it says that Kevin Spacey drugged and raped Justin Bieber, which Snopes says is not true.
Mm.
But even when Snopes says something is not true, there's usually some sort of something that's true enough about it.
A nugget of truth in there, yeah.
Because I will say, when he used the word encounter, the first thing that I thought of was...
Aliens.
Old man.
Yeah, like he's trying to say that he was put in situations, obviously, that didn't fare so well for him. And he doesn't want her to be in those same
whether it was aliens or old men. Right, either way, exactly. He got probed.
But she's also very young, and she's been very public about having anxiety and depression and being on medication and stuff like that. So
plus, nobody's looking to probe her. She's weird.
Yeah.
I just saw someone else, another article. Justin Bieber says pedophiles rule the music industry.
Sure. Yeah.
Something happened to Justin.
So, yeah.
I agree.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, he started when he was like, what, 13?
Right. Yeah. But listen to me.
What if we found out Usher?
Oh, dude.
My son is 13.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, I think, was younger when he started. He was, he was a little kid. But my kid would never leave my side. I would never...
Right, because you have a great family.
Yeah.
He had a father who wasn't around and was raised by his single mother, and he was trying to become famous, and then you have Usher take you under his wing, and then all of a sudden you're this super famous. So it's totally different story, you know what I mean? Mm. Where your kid's grounded and has two good parents and
yeah.
has a family and stuff, and it's a different story. You don't know if you left, you weren't there, how he's raised.
Right.
Not that Amanda's a bad mother at all, but doesn't
Without
have
me.
You right, in yeah. his life and, you know, that situation. So
the internet says he was 13 when he was discovered yeah. by the Ursh.
Oh, he looks so much younger.
Well, he was probably young. He was discovered by Ursh when he was 13, but probably putting stuff up online
yeah,
since
on
he was
YouTube.
10 or
yeah.
whatever, you know, and doing that type of stuff. So
interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be really crazy if, like, in another 5 years he comes out and does a tell. I mean, I don't think he would, but if he let us in on the info, you know what I mean? Of who was doing what, like Corey Feldman?
Cut to a 38-year-old fat, balding Justin Bieber. They used to diddle me. They used to pass me around. You know what I mean? Oh, that'd be so weird.
He looks like Vince Neil.
Oh, like
he's
a happy chipmunk?
His mustache is really thick. And he's drinking the old school hams from the can.
I imagine him looking like, what's his name, from Sling Blade.
Billy Bob Thornton?
No, what's his name? The country singer. That's the mean stepfather guy?
Vince Vaughn's favorite. What is his name?
We don't remember anyone.
Oh, man. I know. Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam. Yeah. There you go. Very nice. So, Valentine's over.
Thank God.
Oof, wait, what did you get for Valentine's Day?
I got a balloon and a card.
You don't expect much.
Yeah, do you give? I got my wife flowers and chocolate and a card. Like Valentine's Day Valentine.
I got my wife flowers and some wine.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But did you see what she got me?
I did.
That's great.
My wife got me three great gifts. She got me a mug that says, "Dear Mike, there is no one else I would rather have snoring as loud as F besides me. Love, Amanda." And then she got me Gwyneth Paltrow's candle that smells like a vagina.
Mm.
Does it smell?
I don't know. I'm going to burn it in the studio tomorrow. I'll bring it in here.
Now,
we can all smell it together.
Did she buy that a while ago? Because I thought they sold out like immediately.
She was on a waiting list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Got it in time. How you like that, HTML?
And then she got me one of those books you might have seen on Facebook, whatever, where you, it's two cartoons of you and you answer a bunch of questions and it makes the book. It was cute.
I haven't seen it.
And then I put it on Facebook and some woman goes, "Your wife must really love you because that book's a pain in the ass to finish." So I got good gifts. That was good.
Like very she nice. Answered all the questions.
Yeah. Yet? Yeah. Okay. You can tell she gave up halfway through. She's like, it says, "Mike, you have the best smile ever." And I looked at her. There was so many questions.
Well, since Valentine is over, ringer.com put up the 50 greatest breakup songs of all time. I have the top 10 here. Greatest breakup songs of all time.
Okay.
Any guesses? I'll give you number 10.
Yeah, let me hear number 10.
Number 10.
I Will Survive.
Yes. Gloria Gaynor.
First I was afraid.
Yeah.
I was petrified. Kept thinking I...
That is number 10.
I don't with you, Big Sean. I can't say the word.
No, that is not on this list.
I don't know.
CeeLo Green, F U.
No. This is a great song coming in at number 9 for breakup songs.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
This is a great song.
So good.
It's not warm when she's away.
When he does the I know, and it goes forever. You're like,
she's always gone
too
long.
I know.
Anytime she goes away.
But this always makes me think of old school, right?
Wonder this time.
That is number 9. Number 8 is Adele.
Someone
like you.
This will make me cry.
This is a good song.
This is a great song.
Adele's very talented.
She's the best.
Did she write her songs?
I don't know.
That
just threw Drew Carey's ex-fiance off the balcony and then you just listen to this.
Oh, no.
Right? That'd make you sad.
I heard that your dreams came true.
So good.
Guess she gave you things.
Number 7, a little upbeat for a breakup song. But it is I Want You Back.
Yeah, that's not really a breakup song. It's a...
But like you broke up and you're singing this. I want you back. Jackson 5, in case you didn't realize who it was. Number 6 for the breakup songs, I think probably her best song. More of a rock song for Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, since you've been gone.
Pitbull Toddler played this song for 5 minutes.
Yeah. It was good, too.
All right. Kelly Clarkson bugs the hell out of me.
What? Yeah. Why?
She does, like, her dumb fat face.
Oh.
I mean, like, it's not because she's fat. I mean, her fat face.
The nouns.
Yeah, like, Rachel Ray got really fat, and I love her.
This one comes in at number 5.
Oh, Outkast? Yeah, Miss Jackson?
He's sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not because they broke up.
Oh, yeah, they broke up, and he's sorry, Miss Jackson. He was dating Miss Jackson, I guess. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
You got her pregnant, I thought.
Oh, is that what happened? And then this lady is dead, but she comes in at number 4 for the best breakup songs. Number 4 is this one.
If I
Whitney.
Should stay.
Which this is a cover of, I know Mike knows. Do you know who originally did this song?
Neil Diamond?
No, Carmen. No, not Carmen, but I mean Carmen, do you have a guess?
I have no idea.
You're going to be surprised. It's somebody you definitely know, big famous star.
But I know.
Dolly Parton.
Really?
Which I believe a guy wrote this song and did it before even Dolly Parton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it was Dolly Parton's song.
I love Dolly Parton.
You do?
Yeah.
She's starting to look like an alien. She had so much plastic surgery.
Yeah. Old Dolly Parton, though, is so hot.
Yeah.
Coming up in number 3. This lady has looked the same since I was 6 years old. Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Adele does a fantastic cover of this song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I Can't Make You Love Me.
Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah. She's not. Have you seen her lately?
No, should she not look like the...
Yeah, no. She looks like the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh, she kind of always looked like the Scarecrow.
That's true. A less attractive Scarecrow.
I'm going to put in Bonnie Raitt 2019.
Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed.
Looks exactly the same.
Turn down these voices inside my head.
Turn this nonsense off already.
That's her 2019.
Yeah, she looks the same.
Yeah.
So she was always gross.
Tell me
yeah, pretty much.
Lies.
Oh, Adele covers it way better.
And then let me see. What is the next one here? this one. That was supposedly written about former guest of the show in studio with us.
Let me hear the song.
I want
you Dave Coulier.
Yeah. Cut it out.
Yeah. All I picture is her going down on him in a theater.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You're not going to believe this, but Uncle Joey was getting a BJ in the theater.
You could not get away from this song, man.
Did you hear it happen here? You know, she's back on tour.
Yeah.
They had to end the show because somebody sprayed pepper spray.
Oh, really?
Pepper spray will ruin an event.
And then according to TheRinger.com, this is the number one breakup song of all time. Any guesses?
I like the CeeLo Green FU song.
Yeah. Is it older or newer?
It's older.
It's older.
Not super old, but old. Older than Carmen.
Okay. So good.
We were just talking about this guy the other day.
I did it all for the Nookie Limp Bizkit.
We were talking about a lady that was in the movie with him, and she was super hot. Mike even made a joke about it, and the six is nine. Six and nine.
Oh, man. I don't remember.
Michael Jackson?
Prince?
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. I have no idea what Purple Rain's about.
I didn't know this was a breakup song.
Yeah.
I didn't know it either. I just thought he saw her dancing in the Purple Rain or whatever.
Right. What is Purple Rain? I don't even know what that means.
Let's read the lyrics.
I know them. Never meant to cause you the problem. Never meant to cause you the pain.
I never meant to cause you any pain.
I only wanted to one time see you laughing. wanted to see you.
Where?
In the purple rain. Where?
What is purple rain?
I didn't hear that. What was it? What did you say? Are you saying Nurple Pain? Purple rain.
I always just.
One more time for the background. Gotcha.
I always thought that's what he just called his stuff.
Now, what did you want to see her doing in the purple rain?
Sitting in it?
No. Showering? Bathing.
In what? Weekdays only.
Want to be full time. I only wanted to be some kind of friend. Maybe I could never steal you from another. So she's already going out with somebody else.
Prince is a goddamn homewrecker.
Such a shame our friendship had to end. This is just about a friend.
Yeah.
This is a breakup song. Nurple Pain. I don't know. All right. Good.
It's a good song. I don't know what it's about, though.
Carmen, do you know what today is?
President Day.
President.
President's Day.
Okay.
And it's Monday.
Do you know a lot about presidents?
No.
Want to prove it?
Sure.
Only one president has been elected unanimously and won every electoral vote. Who was that president? Do you know?
George Washington.
Are you confident with that?
Oh, yeah.
George Washington is right.
Ah, good. That was good.
He got all 69 electoral votes in 1789 when there was only 13 states. Then he did it again in 1793 when there are 15 states and 132 electoral votes. Today, there are 538.
So my cousin Peter.
Never president.
No. In fact, I used to always ask my grandmother if he was gay, and she'd get so mad at me.
Oh.
Only because he's kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
But he, I got
so
up this
all
morning.
All gay people are weird? Cool. hate crime.
No. He has, I don't know, he was married and he has a kid and all that stuff, but it just seemed like if somebody said to me, you know, Peter's gay, I'd go, yeah, I kind of thought so.
Somebody said, you know, Peter's going to get pneumonia.
Peter has no pictures on his Facebook page, no profile picture, no banner picture, nothing. Last post is December 22nd. Last year.
Okay.
Posted again this morning. Very angry about President's Day.
Oh.
To those who will enjoy not working on President's Day holiday, enjoy the time off. I want to express my opinion that it should be officially designated only as a celebration of George Washington's birthday, the father of our country and our first president. We once did celebrate Washington's birthday specifically as we did Abraham Lincoln's. To dilute his significance and be grouped with the other 43 men who have been among our presidents is a dishonor. Should the worst president in our U.S. history be so honored as George Washington? And then he just left it at that. Very angry.
Is this
angry.
The guy who blocked you on Facebook?
No. Oh. I don't even know that he doesn't like Trump. I don't think that, because he wrote, should the worst president, and he put, you can make your own selection in there in parentheses. But he is very angry that President's Day is not just George Washington's birthday and then Lincoln's birthday. Oh. I mean, when you got to honor every other president? Like, who's mad at Taft? What if Taft was the greatest president?
Yeah, what about Woodrow Wilson? He seemed like a good guy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm not mad at Calvin Coolidge.
What about Austin Houston?
Yeah.
Austin Houston was the best.
One of the best presidents.
Yeah, so other than my cousin Peter, everybody's excited to have off today.
Carmen, who was the first U.S. president to appear on a coin?
Lincoln.
You sure?
Yeah.
The first Lincoln penny was released in 1909 for his 100th birthday. Yeah,
two for two.
The next president to get a coin was George Washington. He was added to the quarter in 1932. Let's see. President Harry S. Truman did not have a middle name. It was just the letter S. Is that true or false?
False.
His parents did it as a tribute to their fathers, who were both named with names that started with S, so it was actually S. Just S was Harry S. Truman's middle name, was just S. President Trump has 5 kids. That's the most of any U.S. president in history. Is that true or false?
False.
Do you know who had the most? That's a bonus question right there.
Ooh, I'm going to go Taft.
Our 10th president, John Tyler, still holds the record with
74.
15 children.
Oh, man.
What? He may have also fathered a child to a slave, but nobody really talks about that too much. We don't want to say things about that. And let's see what... Final one. True or false? Every president so far has been married when he got elected.
Oh, false.
That is false. James Buchanan and Grover Cleveland, I almost said
Clover Greenland.
Clover Greenland, were both single. Cleveland got married while he was in office, but Buchanan never did. He's the only president who is a lifelong bachelor.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Oh, well, even though Lincoln was married to old Mary Todd, he used to share a bed with a guy for like a year and a half or something.
Hey, my cousin Sal texted me and he said, I hope I'm the only one from the family that listens to your show. Because I said that cousin Peter might be gay. But I'm looking at the picture. There's Peter put no pictures on his Facebook, but he has been tagged in some pictures, including one of him at the end of a conga line. That's all I'm saying.
Sometimes you got a conga, man.
I mean, there's a lot of pictures of him feeding homeless people.
Yeah.
He does that, but he also was at the tail end of a conga.
What's he feeding them?
No. It's like brownies.